That's right. It's time to jump the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leap through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 3rd of March. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1820, the US Congress passed the Missouri Compromise, prohibiting slavery in the unorganized territory of the Great Plains, but permitting it in Missouri and Arkansas territory. The subsequent Missouri crisis would spur the formation of two powerful political entities, the Democratic and Whig parties, shaping a great deal of how American politics operates today. In 1857, on March 3rd, France and the United Kingdom declared war on China, beginning the Second Opium War. It seemed the treaty resulting from the First Opium War had failed to satisfy the British goals of improved trade and diplomatic relations. In China, the war is considered to be the beginning of modern Chinese history. Alexander II of Russia signed the Emancipation Manifesto on March 3rd in 1861, freeing the Russian serfs. In 1904, Kaiser Wilhelm II of Germany became the first person to make a sound recording of a political document, using Thomas Edison's phonograph cylinder. In 1911, the city of Palmerston in the Northern Territory was renamed Darwin in honor of Charles Darwin, the famous scientist and progenitor of the evolutionary theory, on this day, March 3rd. In 1923, the very famous Time magazine was published for the first time. In 1939, on March 3rd in Bombay, Mahatma Gandhi began a hunger strike in protest of the autocratic rule in British India. In 1942, on March 3rd, 10 Japanese warplanes raided Broome in Western Australia, killing more than 100 people as part of their World War II attacks. In 1986, the Australian Act completed Australia's independence from the United Kingdom. It was proclaimed by Queen Elizabeth II at a ceremony in Canberra on today's date, March 3rd. And finally, in 2005, Margaret Wilson was elected as Speaker of the New Zealand House of Representatives, beginning a period until August 23, 2006, where all the highest political offices, including Elizabeth II as Head of State, were occupied by women, making New Zealand the very first country for this to actually occur. So good on you, Kiwis. Got some very famous birthdays for you as well. The inventor of the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell, was born on this day in 1847. Blonde bombshell Jean Harlow was born on this day in 1911, died at only 26 years old. James Doohan, the original Scotty of Star Trek fame, he was born on this day in 1920. George Miller, the Australian writer and director behind the Mad Max franchise, witness him because he is turning 72 today. Happy birthday, George. And Jessica Biel is turning 35. Got some very famous musos for you as well. Jennifer Warnes was most famous, I think, for the track Up Where We Belong. She is turning 70 today. Happy birthday, Jennifer. Duncan Phillips, drummer for the Newsboys, is 53. Rapper Tone Loc, Funky Cold Medina, that's probably how he's celebrating today, is turning 51. Ronan Keating is 40, but we aren't going out on, we're going out on this one today. Going out to Dave Amato, the lead guitarist for Rio Speedwang. He's also worked with the likes of Ted Nugent and our very own Jimmy Barnes, Barnesy. Dave Amato is turning 65 today. We are going out on a Rio Speedwagon track